My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is over all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We respond to the call, we respond to God's plan and purpose, we respond because He is the vine and we are the branches. And as we grow because His life flows through us. We grow in the direction that He sends us and instructs us because He's the one quickening us. We grow because we are those that have life in us. And we have not been among those who have been broken off of the vine and are withering and dying only to in the future be picked up and burned. No, we are those that are having the life of God, the Creator of all things, flowing through us. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are God's son, you are God's daughter. You are the ones that have been put here in the earth at such a time as this for His purpose, His plan, for His kingdom to come, His will to be done, and it is being done with and through you as well, because you are part of this. Now, you know, we've been talking about this. We've been talking about this, and we've been, you know, we spent, you know, the other day, I happened to just come across something, and I realized that Faith Mix had been registered 12 years ago. We registered the .com. It took us a little while before we were finally able to actually start getting information posted, but God gave us this assignment to do this some time back. And a lot of what we've put up there has just been a resource, because here's the thing. We don't necessarily have time to go over certain things over and over and over again. You know, that was one thing that would sort of come up as time would go on in my own journey as well, is that I would meet people and they would, you know, they would be quickened to the things of God. God would be waking them up. And in that process, it's like, okay, well, God's got us moving. God's got us going. God's got us engaged in so much. And we don't necessarily have the window and the space with everything else that God's put in front of us to do, to also sit down and go through these foundational things all over again. And, you know, that's why the archives have been there, and that's why the library has been there, and that's why there's just a massive amount of information that's in there, is so that these are things that, by God's grace and by His Spirit, are there to help you and to quicken you. Now, all that said, at this stage, you know, because the wave, we've been talking about this. The wave has already started. The wave's already going. God's already engaged with and doing and is moving in that wave of light. So that thing is on. And as that's on, hey, once the wave starts, you're either on it, you missed it, or you're in the path and you're going to get rolled by it. But regardless of whatever you want or think, that wave is moving. So for the child of God, for those of you that are hearing my voice, you, my brother, you, my sister, are, but for those of you that are on God's side, mind you, because there's some of you that are instructed to listen in, because that's part of your, you think that you're hidden, but no, God sees you and knows that you're sent to watch us under instruction and under assignment. That's a whole separate set, and we're not talking to you guys right now. You can listen in, but it's not going to help you, because unless the Spirit of God opens up your heart and mind, and unless you're His, and unless you're walking with Him, and unless you've submitted your life to the King of Kings, you're in a dangerous spot. I'm serious right now. You're in a dangerous place, because you're among those that are likely going to get rolled in what's happening. And if you care about your eternal destiny, if you care about your family, if you care about people that you consider those that you may love in this life or have some natural affection for, whatever it may be, everything that you know, everything that's of any value and any merit to you is in harm's way. You need to know that. You need to understand that. This is not a game, and this is not up for public opinion or universal debate. Listen, the kingdom of God is not a democracy, okay? You need to understand that. The kingdom of God is not a democracy. It is a kingdom, a king with a dominion. And when the king rules and decrees, it is done. When the king says and states something, it happens. That's how a kingdom works. And in the kingdom, the king reigns supreme. The king is above all. When he says and he decrees that it's finished. You know what? If you were to go back into some of the old school days of, you know, just even human kingdoms, and if you were to try to go into some of those places where the kings were, and if you fell out of line or out of protocol, if you just didn't do the right thing, your life was over. Your life was over. There were places that I believe even Marco Polo, places that these guys would travel. And if you didn't bow before that sovereign in the right way, they'd take your head off. So if you, there has been times in history where if the king came in and somebody didn't bow, they would shorten them by means of a sword right there instantly. The king's guard, they wouldn't even think twice. The only thing that could spare them was the king even stopping them and pardoning them, because they just fell out of line and out of favor and didn't have respect for the king. Now that's in the natural sense, you know, to flawed human beings. Now we, brothers and sisters, we serve the King of Kings. We serve the one that's above all. And he has, for a long time, with patient endurance, given people windows and times to repent and to get right with him. And he's done that because that's one part and one side of his nature, is that he's wanted to give people that space, that chance, far more than we would ever give. Now, the flip side, though, is that he's still king. And he's still a righteous judge. And he still brings things to account. And there are still natural and universal laws that are at play that will have their bearing, that will come back around. Things that will... You will reap what you sow. You can't get away from that. You reap what you sow. That's a universal law. You put it in the ground, it's going to come back to you. You sow to the world, you're going to reap what the world brings back to you. Sow to the flesh, it's going to reap corruption. It's going to reap destruction. These are just things that happen. This is why people's lives get cut short. It's just because there's natural laws in place that just happen. There's spiritual laws in place that just happen. This is, mind you, this is without the intervention. This is without God making a move. This is just with what's already been put in place. Now, as the enemy has sought to try to mess with God's design, God's order, God's plan, God's purpose, the things that he's put in place, as there's been things that the enemy has been messing with, be it through witchcraft, be it through just games and things that the enemy's tried to play with in the natural realm, messing with the genome, all kinds of things, all this stuff that's rooted and grounded in demonic inspiration. As those things have been happening and happening and incurring more and more, the byproduct is now that God is intervening. And he said, okay, now I'm going to do something with all of this. Because when you violate the spiritual laws and the universal laws and the balance that God has put in place and the things that God has set, then what happens is there's a response. And there's because that, again, too, is part of the spiritual principle that's there. There's a response that happens. You know, there's a time in the book of Revelation where Even where the smoke fills the temple, and you know, and God instructs the angels to go and just to pour out those bold judgments on the earth, and in doing so, you know, it's just like That's just a sequence of things. Those just happen. There is no, you know, there is no intercessions at that point. There is no, you know, petitions. There's not. It's just, that's just a sequence of things. It's just boom, 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 boom. Somewhere along the way, people started taking themselves and their own opinions. They started believing the hype. Listen, you fall in line with the king. You fall in line with who he is, what he says. You line yourself up with him. When Jesus says, this is the way to go, you go that way. When he instructs you, you as a dutiful servant, come before him and say, okay, Lord, I'm here. If you have something that you struggle with, sure, take it before him. But realize that he's king. Realize that he's above all. Realize that he's the Lord in charge. And with that, you don't mess with this. You don't mess with this because you do it to your own peril. It's like the man that would go into one of those old school king's courts in, you know, the feudal Japan or China or some of these places, and would just be, you know, oh, I think I'm not going to bow before this king when he comes in. You want to try that? You try that once. That's it. your head is off your neck in those places in that time. There was a respect. There was an understanding. There was a way that things worked in a kingdom. And when people, and that's why people sometimes would try to overthrow a sovereign, is because they didn't like the way that the king ruled. They didn't like the way that he did what he did. They didn't want that. They didn't want his rule. They didn't want his hand on their lives. They didn't like it. But you know what? The thing is, if you weren't strong enough to overthrow that king, you and everything that tried to oppose him were destroyed. They didn't spare the enemy back in those days. They would wipe them out. I mean, there's plenty of examples in the scriptures of where God would instruct, even in the days of Saul and David and others. And yeah, when they would be instructed by God to go in to take out a place, nothing stayed alive. Nothing lived. They didn't play. Now, in the middle of all of this, I believe part of the reason why God has allowed for the space that he's allowed is for people to understand just how far man will go left to his own devices and away from the lordship of Christ, what man will end up doing, what people under the demonic inspiration and the demonic powers of the enemy, where that ends up taking them, the kind of destruction and degradation that that'll do to nature, that that'll do to people's own bodies, that that'll do to people's own minds, it destroys everything. When you are apart and away from the vine, there's nothing but death there. And that's an understanding, a universal understanding that needs to be just, it's a given. We see that. We know that. So what's happening with the world is right now is they're trying to do these last-ditch efforts to siphon life off of any lamb or any child of God that may be out there, for the purpose of just trying to keep things going, but they're being cut off from their access. They're being cut off from their ability to do that to the children of God. The children of God are being quickened. They're being put in situations and places where they can't access them. They don't have that access. And the children of God are also realizing the power that they have, and they're using those weapons of their warfare. And they're cutting off those tentacles of the enemy that try to attach to their lives. They're cutting off those things, those freeloading parasites. And they're running the race. Since you've got such a bold cloud of witnesses around you, you got to run the race. And you know what? You got to drop that weight. You got to drop those weights. That's what the enemy has been doing. I mean, how many of these parasites have had you carrying them for so long? I mean, they're parasites. They have no life in them whatsoever. They've gone to the world, and in doing so, they don't have their own minds. They're part of that hive mind. They can't think straight. They produce nothing. They have limitation in themselves. So they're like little gas tanks that just need to be filled up. And the only place that they can do that is by sucking the life out of you. And so they just keep coming back around, they're like ticks. But in that process, what's happening is now they don't have that access and they're freaking out. Now that's being denied them. And in that denial of that access, now they're just shifting into overdrive, trying to figure out how are they going to keep the thing going. And the meanwhile, the whole thing that they've built, what does the scripture say? If you build your house upon the rock, it's going to stand. If you build your house upon the sand, when the storm comes, whole things comes down because you have no foundation. Well, where do you think they've built? They've built on the sand. And they've built a high rise on the sand. And they're just starting to feel a strong wind and a consistent breeze, a strong wind, and things are starting to move. And as they're moving and as they're twisting and as they're turning, they're starting to freak out because they feel that building sway. They feel the ground shifting underneath their feet. And they know that this is not good. Not for them and not for their agenda. But you, my brother, you, my sister, Hebrews 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of our spirits and live? There's that kingdom again. Subjection unto the Father, subjection unto the King, subjection unto the Father and live? Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Least that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, that burneth with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto the Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling, and that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that speak on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, and of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, that chapter, whew, that's your word right now. Everything that it's a removing of everything that can be shaken. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, and of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. All the lies that have been told can be shaken. All the faulty foundations will be shaken. All the deceptions will be shaken. Everything that is not of God is and will be shaken. Will be removed. Will be taken out of the way. You remember the vision that Daniel had of the idol that was set up with the head of gold, the chest of silver, the legs of bronze, the feet of iron and clay. All of you remember what happened to that thing? When the rock that was carved without hands smashed it, it was pulverized. It became like just chaff on a threshing floor, and the wind blew and swept it all away. There was no trace. There was nothing left of it. Brothers and sisters, this wave of light that's already started, that's already moving, that we're in that we're in this incredible, just window. I don't even know if I can call it time. Whatever we're in the middle of right now, and I think that's one reason why it's not like there's this linear progression going on. It just is. But in this thing, what's going on as well is this beginning of the shaking at the very core and the very foundation of anything and everything that can be shaken. And that's why they're freaking out. Because light is coming in where there was, that where they thought they were so strong and so powerful because everything was on the surface, but they had no foundation. And now light is moving forward. And as light moves forward, as that wave continues to build, and the rumblings get louder and louder and stronger, because you can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear the sound. In the realm of the spirit, the sound is already building. In the realm of the spirit, they know something's coming. And they're freaking out. You know, I'll talk about a little bit about the tsunami again. So when the tsunami happened, all the animals moved out of the way. No animals were affected in Sri Lanka when the tsunami came through because they could feel what was going on in the ground. They knew something was coming. And they moved. They all ran inland. They all went to higher ground. It was the people that were so detached from the reality that they lived in. Those are the ones that died. Now, they know, the worlders know something's up. So they're kicking it into high gear. But you, my brother, you, my sister, you are the ones with the true power. You are the ones that God has put His Spirit within. You are the ones who have the power to tear down strongholds. You are the ones that have that power put within you. It's been put in you. Nobody else. You know what? In the old school days, when people knew the power that they had and they moved in it, it terrified kings. It terrified rulers. It terrified. They didn't want to mess with that. Psalm 2, why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Sion. I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are they that put their trust in Him. When His wrath is kindled but a little, you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. There's a lot of people, brothers and sisters, a lot of people that will be on the wrong side of that. And that's just the reality of what is there. The sandwich of Psalm 2 is Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto Him with the tremble and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all His saints. Praise ye the Lord. And let me read that last part one more time, and I want you to let this soak in. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. How many times have you gone to sleep in tears and in sorrow, brothers and sisters? That's not the time we're living in now. You, my brother and sister, you are called to be living and moving in that power and in that The joy of the Lord is your strength. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind the kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our honor, brothers and sisters. This is our call. This is the reason that we're still here. Because you are ambassadors of the King of Kings. You are those that come and stand here and put your shoulders back. And you declare the decrees of the Lord. And you let usurpers know, hey, you know what? You, usurper, you're out of place. You're out of position. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means it all belongs to Him. That means you, demonic powers and strongholds, you're out of position. That means you that would destroy the earth, you are neglecting that which was given by God for stewardship unto man. Man never owned it. We were just given stewardship. And even in that stewardship, you usurped that place and you've destroyed it. And God is coming to bring things to account. He's going to make things right. And we, as His ambassadors and the ambassadors of truth, we come into this world and we make known the decrees of the Lord. We make known the judgments of the Lord. We let things be known in advance. We speak that which needs to be spoken ahead, even as the Lord Himself follows and comes and rides in and sends His angels and sends those that are His to do His work. We declare the decrees of the King of Kings as His servants coming into the earth at such a time as this. We proclaim that which needs to be proclaimed. And when and where necessary, God will have us to engage. But the wave is already on the way. The wave has already begun. Now you, my brother, you, my sister, put your shoulders back, pick your head up, speak the truth. Do that which God has for you to do in this time. God will take care of everything else. You don't got to worry about it, all right? But we do have work to do. We do have an assignment to do. We do have a purpose for which God brought us in the earth to do. Focus on that. Leave the brainwashing aside. Leave the tricks that the devil has done aside. Leave all the stuff that the enemy has tried to get you wrapped up in aside, because none of that is going to help. All of those things have been just dead weights. And we've already read that today. Since you've got to leave those dead weights, because you've got a race to run. And you need to finish strong. You need to go through this thing strong. You need to complete this thing all the way to the end, knowing that God is going to and is already beginning to shake everything that can be shaken. And there's going to be nothing left. Nothing left except that which is built on the foundation, which is Christ Jesus, because He is the rock that grows and fills the whole earth. We've already been seeing it. We've already been seeing lies exposed on a massive scale. We've already been seeing false preachers and false prophets being unmasked on a global scale. We've already seen people that have been pillars of organized religion being just upended, exposed, hilariously exposed. And they don't even realize that they're naked to the entire world. They're naked to anybody that can see in the realm of the Spirit, and everybody else is dead that can't see. Ridiculous. Exposed. Will they stop? No. They just keep going to their own destruction, to their own hurt. You, brothers and sisters, you need to move with the things of God. Don't waste your time in the things that are the dead things of this world. Let the dead bury the dead. You need to go on in the things of God, and you need to do it now. Don't waste your time in that which has no meaning and no significance. Don't waste your time in that which is not God's plan and purpose for you. Listen, God knows if you have dreams and hopes and visions and all the rest of that stuff. Look, he already knows that stuff, all right? Don't worry about that. What you want is a fulfilled life, and you want to complete the purpose for which God has put you in the earth. You want to, and Jesus had a fulfilled life. Fulfill the purpose for which he fulfilled every prophecy that was ever written about him, and he fulfilled the purpose for which he came into the earth to do, and at the close, on the cross, he said, it is finished. In the natural terms, not exactly the example of what the world would call a successful life. In the realm of the spirit, he couldn't have done better. And he is our example. Does that mean that we won't go up or we won't go down in the eyes of the world either way? It doesn't matter. It is what it is. We know from the scriptures that God's had everybody in there, from slaves to kings and everything in between. That doesn't matter. What matters is to hear his voice, to respond to the call, to be on point, to report for duty. Father, here we are. Send us. Lord, I pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters right now, for everyone that feels like they're not in the right place, or that they've just strayed, or that they're just not. All of us, wherever we're at, Lord, I just pray that every person that is not feeling like they're right where they need to be, I just pray that you'd let them understand and know they're exactly where they need to be. Help them to see, Father, your hand in working with them. And in every person, Lord God, that needs strengthening right now, I pray that you'd quicken them in their spirits and their minds and their bodies and strengthen them, heal them, raise them up, stand them on their feet. Heal them, Lord God. May they no longer be lame, Lord, but may they be healed and strong so that they're ready for the journey and they're ready for the assignment, they're ready for the task at hand. Strengthen, Lord God, my brothers and sisters. Quicken them, Lord God, in the things that are real and the things that are necessary. Lord, we pray, Lord, for one another. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen each and every one of us. By your power, we pray, Lord God, and we ask that you would assign your angels, Lord God, around each and every one of us to protect us, to be with us, Lord God, in the challenges, and to be with us in the assignments, and to give us good success in everything that we have been tasked by your Spirit to do. Even as we destroy the works of the devil, even as that was God's plan and purpose and intention, and for this reason the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil, and we do that work. We do an extension of that work in the earth, especially at such a time as this. Father, we love you. We trust you. We pray, Lord God, for one another. Protect us, Lord God. Keep us on that right path. Father, in Jesus' name too, right now, every demonic attack that's sent against your people, Father, right now, those that are listening, I pray, Father, we pray over one another that you would shield us, and we send those things back to the sources right now in Jesus' name. We send those things back in full force. We bind those things on those places where those things came from. And in Jesus' name, those things will remain on those senders till they do one of two things. Either they repent and come before you, Father, and bow their knee before the King of Kings and surrender their lives completely unto you, or they die. There is no middle ground. Everything goes back. Everything goes back. Nothing. There's no room for the parasites of the enemy. There is no room for anyone to usurp the power that God has destined for us. There's no room to have those that are opposed to the things of God and the light and the truth to be in any way, in any form, robbing and stealing and taking anything that is the inheritance of the child of God. No. 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 Not happening, not here. In Jesus' name, instead, Father, I pray you'd quicken each and every one of us. Let us see, Lord God, with your eyes. Understand, Lord God, your heart, your mind. Quicken our thinking, quicken our eyes, quicken our hearing, quicken our ears. Let us hear and understand. And as we slice these things out, cut them off, we pray, Lord God, that these things of the enemy would just die and dry up around us. And instead, Father, Sweep in with your light. Sweep in with your truth. Sweep in with your power, Father, and raise up your church. Your true church, the true church of the living God. The true sons and daughters of the living God that are brought together by your Spirit, Lord, not under any label, not under any denomination, not under any banner. It is just under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and that's it. Lord, raise up your people right now, in Jesus' name, to do your work and to walk with you and to please you and to stand as a testimony and a testament of that which is real and of God's plan and purpose and His intervention in what is going on in the earth at such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray and we bless one another in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I love you, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Keep on keeping on. Yeah, it's on. So, nothing to but to do it. Love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmakes@gmail.com. Say hi. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.